Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
It's Can-Can, over 50 years of endless deals.
Now, ShopRite does the Can-Can.
Endless deals at ShopRite's Can-Can Sale. Going on now. You can't miss it.
Is everything ready to go in RJ's world now?
La 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 la.
It was.
La,
la, la. I was being accused of something that wasn't happening over here.
Yes,
that's all.
It was.
No, it was. That sound that we heard was, which is your Skype, and that is what we heard.
But it wasn't coming from my microphone.
No, huh? but
no,
we...
Okay.
But
it's over.
Still heard it. Start the show.
RJ,
but it came from your workstation.
I'm not arguing that. Okay. Thank you.
What are you arguing?
Okay, thank you.
You're saying you were being accused of something.
Well, he had a big game last night. He might be tired.
What were you being accused of?
RJ3?
Yeah.
Well, the same thing I'm going to be accused of when I'm not here. Just something not being right, Mike. Come on.
No. See, no, not come on, Mike. Let's start because you said I'm being accused of something falsely. Sorry, I have to pursue it to its logical conclusion because you said, no, you weren't, because the sound that we all heard that was kind of interfering with the opening of the broadcast was coming from your workstation.
Right. Yes. And so, RJ, I know you're trying to argue that it didn't come through on the board, but that's not the point. We heard it, and it was distracting. That's what Mike's trying to say.
That's where it came from.
All right, should we start again?
Yes, let's start again.
Good.
No, I like this part.
Lick it.
Yeah, right. People love this.
Go, Mike.
Our opening segment is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show animated series. Download the Strine Studios cartoons each month for just $1.99. Mm-hmm. The latest episode. The show has brought me great joy at the very beginning.
Of course.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's why we do the show.
The latest episode just released is Suri Speaks, mm-hmm. with a very special Easter egg, which is something special at the end. The Mike O'Mara Show. I wouldn't know what an Easter egg is.
Yeah. He's got
the Mike O'Mara Show animated series.
Yeah, it's skews older.
Available only at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
And now we take you to last night's Republican National Convention and the acceptance speech by Vice Presidential candidate Paul Ryan.
Mr. Chairman, delegates, fellow citizens, I am honored by the support of this convention for Vice President of the United States. I accept the duty to help lead our nation out of a jobs crisis and back to prosperity, and I know we can do this. I accept the calling of my generation to give our children the America that was given to us with opportunity for the young and security for the old. And I know that we are ready.
Wow.
What the hell is that? Velociraptor.
They run out of ideas. Oh. Their moment came and went. Mm-mm. Fear and division are all they've got left. The founding generation secured those rights for us. What rights? I don't really know. Let me start again.
Something wrong with the teleprompter.
We will not duck the tough issues. We will lead. We will not spend 4 years blaming others. We will take responsibility. We will not try to replace our founding principles. We will reapply our founding principles.
Yeah.
Neat. Gosh.
The work ahead will be hard. These times demand the best of us, all of us. But we can do this together. We can do this. And I love cologne. Neat. Cool. Thank you. And now, the real reason you've all come here. The birthdays.
Oh, wait.
For the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mr. Ryan.
Wow.
Hi, Rob.
You're going to be doing the birthdays for us? No, stop with the noise.
Sorry.
You're going to do the birthdays for us?
I've been asked to.
I think from the floor of the convention.
This is,
yes,
huge.
I hope some of them are from Wisconsin.
Will you entertain one question?
Sure.
In preparation for the upcoming election, I've done a lot of research,
right,
and a lot of sources and even Wikipedia seems to point out one fact about you.
What's that?
You're an a-hole.
Bingo.
Crowd's all in.
It seems poised.
You won't be popping off like that when I become vice president, Pally.
No, we could work out together.
Well, anyway, it's time to reach into the mailbag, so I'll play the music.
Oh, you want the whole deal?
No, the whole deal, absolutely. I'm reading the birthdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Delegates look confused.
A belated request from longtime listener Max Parker.
Who?
Max Parker.
Oh, he's great.
Who had a birthday August 18th. He says, Dick Queasy's.
Put it in there?
This is a stupid little show.
Could get tricky.
He says, Dick Queasy's discarded seafood special of the week is the Max Seafood Surprise.
Oh, yum.
Happy birthday, Max. Brandon Westerveld.
Are you familiar with the Dick Queasy bit?
Oh, yeah, great bit.
Because you listen, right?
It's from when you were up in Maine.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I bet.
Almost as much as I love you watching the sunrise at Cadillac Mountain.
Oh, what mountain?
Hey.
Cadillac Mountain, yeah.
How dare you.
Brandon Westerveld of Wichita.
Where?
Wichita. Turned 22 last Friday.
You say Friday like an old man.
I'm turning Paul Ryan into Mike Ditka as we speak.
It's a short trip.
Brandon Westerveld of Wichita turned 22 last Friday.
Hey, he's right in your demographic.
That's right. Zeppelin to AC/DC.
Mm-hmm. That was great. I'm glad you only mentioned songs that were 60 years old.
Thank you. His mom says he's the greatest son ever because he's given her booze and man grades.
Wow.
That's
nice.
Do you know his mom?
No.
Okay, just checking. That would be a scandal.
Friday was also Annie Nunley's 24th birthday.
Her last name's an adverb.
She listens daily and shops to our Amazon page.
Good for her.
She'd love to hear Mike and Rob's dueling Frenchmen send her a greeting.
Do you do Frenchmen?
Bonjour.
That is the worst French accent I've ever heard. Happy birthday, American scum.
Thank you. John Crandall. John Crandall turned 34 on Tuesday. He's been listening since high school in Sacramento, and he's now training to be a teacher. He'd like Mike to talk up Chicago's 25 or 6-4.
Mike, can you do that? Is Mike around?
Yeah, let me bring Mike in.
All right.
As a matter of fact, excuse me. I got to go wash.
Oh, are you all soiled?
Yeah, I'm all soiled from last night.
Good luck.
Thanks a lot.
And really, I appreciate your hip iTunes playlist.
Take care and look for some more speeches from me coming up in the months ahead.
There he goes.
Paul Ryan.
No door?
No, I'm back now.
I thought maybe he had a door.
I really would like to talk up to 25 or 6-4.
Stick it out of the mind.
Well, right. Can we jingle into it?
Yeah, let's jingle into it.
Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you. All right, everybody. I'd like to say hi to John Crandall. 34 on Tuesday. He's been listening since high school in Sacramento, California. A great place to be, and hopefully a great forecast for Sacramento. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm going to make it up right now. Let's call it 74 degrees with temperatures maintaining their 70s all the way along the weekend. I'm really screwing up this whole intro, but here's Chicago, 25 or 6-4, everybody.
24. Nice.
Thank you.
Did it. Post.
Wow, and you know, Mike, I really dropped the ball because I did have a jingle I could have played.
I was tight.
Really?
What's the jingle?
Labor Day. Labor Day.
Yeah, that's coming up for the upcoming weekend.
That's Labor Day.
Tim Volpe listens with
who?
His, Volpe.
Or Volpe. I don't know.
Sounds like vomit. Volpe.
He listens with his brother Volva. In the car in Massachusetts. Tim had a birthday Tuesday. They've listened since back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Lewis had a birthday Tuesday. He'd like Rob to jump in the Uncle Buck car and drive to FedEx Field to introduce Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Yeah.
Which Brian would
number
like to
77.
Point out.
Shut up, RJ.
Yeah,
the listener pointed it out. Yeah. Yeah. The listener knew it was 77.
All right, we can do this. All right. Yeah. Are you ready? You want to play? You want to do the source tape first?
Yeah. First of all, Rob, can you go out and get that Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson tape, please?
Sure. Hold on 1 second. I'll be right back.
And defensive tackle number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
I love he points out that it's replay number 77.
They know.
We hope Tuesday was a happy birthday for Valerie Rennie, whose husband has requested that she get a special greeting from Buzz.
Of course. Buzz.
Valerie, I hope this birthday is as special as you and your husband can make it.
Very nice.
Enjoy.
Buzz. Thank you.
And indulge.
All right, very good.
Ew.
God.
And TMOS announcer Dude Walker also has a birthday on Tuesday.
Oh, happy birthday, Dude.
Damn it.
You know what? I think of all the people in the broadcast industry, Dude might be the nicest guy
Very nice man.
The entire one. Well, Thank you, Dude.
I say Mike is first.
Wow.
Samantha Farrell seems very nice, but forgot to include the name of her husband who had a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Mr. Farrell.
Exactly. No, so is she not the birthday bonehead?
Yeah, let's make it that. Birthday bonehead of the week.
There you go. You were nice to her because she's a chick.
Yeah, Scott Crowley, who bought the calculator for his daughter through our Amazon page, is having a birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
He'd just be happy to hear our birthday song. All right.
Calculator.
And here is our name of the week, Zach Jackal.
Jackal.
Oh, my God, really?
Is that a DJ name?
Hey, man. Hey, it's the Zach Jackal Show.
Love it.
Zach Jackal of Wichita. Hey, hi, everybody. How you doing? It's going to be a beautiful afternoon. You're listening to the Zach Jackal Afternoon Get-Together. Oh, it's going to be a great Zach Jackal day. I tell you, our forecast looks like temperatures in the mid-70s. I said that on my last intro.
That hasn't changed.
That's right. Hey, all the Jackalettes are going to be out at the local Dick Queezy's. Join us. We'll all be having the wet t-shirt contest with the prizes from Zach Jackal.
Waiting for the all right. Snap.
He wants us to come to Wichita.
Oh, yes. You know what? You forgot to mention the giveaway, Zach.
That's right.
Because next hour you can light up your life with the Zach Jack-o'-lanterns.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
I knew he'd squeeze that in there. Tomorrow is the birthday for our friend Marcus Serta,
host
of the new More Broadcasting show, AmeriCast. He'd like a nice Irish toast from Mike. Mm-hmm. Well, Marcus, may you be halfway to heaven before the devil knows you're dead.
And I hope your liver holds up.
May the road rise up to greet you.
Is AmeriCast available?
It is. Episode one is now.
Episode one is really good. Check it out.
AmeriCast. I have not heard it. And I listen to all the shows.
I know you do. I think your favorite is the tech show. The name escapes me.
It's Andrew Hill's 27th birthday tomorrow out there in Tempe, Arizona. He just says, thanks for bringing in the funny and sharing our lives.
Mm-hmm.
61-year-old Katie
Tempe.
Matthews,
you're welcome.
Of Elk Grove, California, is coming to our Reno show. Her birthday's tomorrow. She does needlework in the car while listening to our show and would like another sexy birthday greeting from Buzz. Mm. Katie's your name.
Katie
Matthews.
Katie, I'll show you some needlework.
Okay.
No. Thank you.
Jesus. Thank you very much. Aaron.
Throw up. Don't even know what that means.
Boy, am I tasting yesterday's breakfast?
Yeah.
That's a funny one. Wow. Aaron Langenbeck of Richmond, California, is also coming to Reno. His birthday is Saturday, also a longtime listener. Aaron says just hearing his name on the show will give him a rager.
Maybe he should stick to needlework.
Now my breakfast is coming.
Michael Ray is marrying the beautiful Amber on Saturday, and he'd like advice from us on having a long and happy marriage.
Anybody?
Anyone?
I got it.
What is it, Oscar?
Never forget Plan S.
Oh dear.
That's great.
Let's not explain that.
Thank you. Soon to be father Bill Wolf turns 31 on Sunday, and his sister would like Oscar's papa to give him some advice on parenting.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh.
Anyway, I always turn someone down.
Yeah, that's right. It's a tradition.
It's a tradition right. In the birthdays. I always
I love
turn
it.
Someone
he
down.
He is out of the country.
Leave them wanting more.
Heather Worth turns 41 on Sunday. She'd like a little greeting from Charlie. Hello, Heather. Sorry that Oscar's papa couldn't be here.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Do you know about Plan S?
I don't.
I'll tell you later.
Does it have to do with poo-poo?
No.
Okay.
It has to do with something very unfortunate.
Happened
with
Matthew.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember when we had you wax the top of the stairs?
Yeah.
Has to do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not funny, Charlie.
Ixnay.
I get it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can't divorce me if you're dead. Anyway.
Oh,
okay. You told that to Baklava.
There's apparently more than one smoking hot babe in Missoula, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday's a birthday for Missoula's Amber Baldwin. She'd love a birthday greeting from Batman's Bane. Honey.
No.
They're working
it's
out.
A fan favorite.
All right, hold on.
It's an Oscar favorite.
Yeah.
She's very
by
lovely.
Fan, I mean Oscar.
Actually, it's an Oscar contender.
What? I'd like to say happy birthday, Heather. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Amber. I'm sorry.
I can't find it.
No.
Sorry. That takes a while to set up.
He tried.
Yeah.
Yes. And Peyton Miller turns 24 on Monday, and his girlfriend Allison says he steals our jokes.
And there they are.
Wow, he can have them.
Those are the birthdays.
Yeah.
SD, start
nice.
The show.
Yay.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I actually just quit drinking a couple months ago because I was blacking out all the time. And I went and I talked to my doctor and he said, it's not that you drink too much. It's just that after a couple major blackouts, you black out easier and easier after that. So I would just have like a couple drinks and my brain would be like, okay, I see where this is headed. We're just going to power down now and get restarted sometime tomorrow morning. The morning after a blackout, though, is so strange because I always feel like this detective trying to solve the mystery of how I got home the night before. It's the case of the empty wallet and the for some reason bleeding knee. And luckily I can get right on the case because I'm still fully clothed from the night before. It was always weird when I'd go out with like some money and black out and wake up with no money. But it was a lot weirder when I'd go out with some money, black out, and wake up with more money. That meant that I had earned money. That meant that I had traded goods and or services. And blacked out, it's not anything wholesome. It's not like I was temping at a real estate office.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. Let me take just one little second at the front here to say a very special hello to our favorite fan of the show and our favorite friend of the show and our most beloved pal and somebody who has supported us through thick and thin and continues to do so, Cappy Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
The studio.
Awesome.
Thank you. Is yours, my dear.
We love you.
And,
yes.
We love you. Thank you so
thought
much.
Sure, you were talking about Tab.
Sorry about that.
Well,
Tab.
Sure.
Megapixels.
I thought it was crap.
We are downloaded more than 14.5 million times, and we are heard in 150 countries worldwide. Call us at 718-506-1625.
Today, really not. No.
Our program today is brought to you by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Yay!
I got stuff to talk about, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, stop by the ride and see the Ashen Owner.
We had a little taping last night.
We now have to do a show about that show.
Yes, we do. our bonus hour. Jimmy is having his annual 9/11 Memorial Motorcycle Poker Run and Pig Roast. We're going to be there. Jimmy and I are going to be leading the pack on Sunday. It's very exciting. We want you to come out and support this event. It's going to be rain or shine, just about a 30-40% chance of a thunder shower.
There's a 30% chance.
Don't be a pussy. Come out and do it.
That means nothing.
30% chance of rain starts in May and goes till October.
Look, the bottom line with these poker runs, you duck in somewhere and you hang out and you have some wings. That's what you do.
Or just go to the pig roast.
Or you just go to his pig roast. Right. And proceeds go to fallen firefighters and police officers and their families. And the best best three hands win prizes. That is this coming Sunday. All starts at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. We're going to stop at the Marine Corps Museum at Quantico for a group photo. Your $25 donation also gets you a full breakfast buffet before the ride. I am bouncing off the walls in here. I can hear that again. So a whatever we can do to solve that.
Can we get the, I mean, it can't be much, but the curtains need to be totally closed.
If you don't ride, you can still help the cause at Jimmy's Rally in the Alley, starting at noon, featuring live music and an all-you-can-eat pig roast with all the fixings, or you can donate through PayPal, and you'll find it at MikeOmeraShow.com/Jimmy's Ride. Really, this is all for a wonderful cause. Jimmy does this every single year. It's going to be a lot of fun, and the best part is, when we're done, another one of those great alley parties with Jimmy out there with the greatest food.
Always fun.
I just love the food out there. It's so much fun. Please come by and support this event. You can call Jimmy at 703-435-5467 or email him at jimmy@jimmystavern.com. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern of Herndon, Virginia. Just click his ad on our website.
Jimmy loves to get the email. Send him jokes. All those funny pictures you see on Facebook.
Or better yet, just come out and participate in the ride.
Absolutely.
For all my biker friends.
You can do that.
Love to get you know, the people that came out and did our ride for the house. I would love to see people support the fallen firefighters and the police officers.
Memorial Day is a great weekend to ride, but Labor Day probably a close second weather-wise, and also it's the official end of summer, so live it up, man.
End of summer, and you know, most people are going to have the day off on Monday. It's going to be fine, man.
Perfect.
Come on, man.
Good times,
get
man.
Some breakfast, man.
Speaking of Jimmy, a little logy today, a rather festive show taping. The bonus hour, which you will hear tomorrow,
drops tomorrow,
was recorded last night, and we call it After the Ride. And it was all the guys that were at the house in Sturgis who came by the living room studios, and we recorded a nice little one-hour show, a little over an hour, with all the guys talking about their
six
Sturgis
participants
events.
In the roundtable.
I don't remember.
And it was I first came in, and Carla laid out enough food for 30 people.
Yeah, food that I decided to eat after everybody left.
God, and it looked good.
That's
it
why. That's why I woke up in the morning at 7 o'clock just with the acid that was in my stomach. If you could put that in a bottle, you could throw it in somebody's face and disfigure
it. Well, no, the bottle would melt.
It would be horrible.
But, Mike, what did I tell you when I left? Don't eat the brown acid.
I have a question. I had a product, an over-the-counter product that I loved.
Windex?
Preparation H.
That's wonderful.
No, this product was Pepcid AC. It was Pepcid Complete Chewable.
I remember you talking about that.
It's the greatest antacid.
They tasted delicious.
They tasted good. They worked brilliantly.
Right.
And I'm sorry, the Tums, even the Tums smoothies.
Yes.
The smoothies aren't cutting it.
Tums.
I must have eaten like 40 of them last night. Yeah. You know, I'm just chewing these.
Can I tell you what the best cure is?
What's the best cure?
Go to the grocery store, buy yourself a bag of what they call oyster crackers, those little soup crackers,
right.
The little round ones.
Right.
Anytime you get acid reflux, don't go to the Tums, don't go to the Pepcid. Take a handful of those. You'll be fine.
Really?
It's the best because of the soda and the blandness of them. It absorbs the acid instantly and you're fine.
It
works much better.
Same reason people love our show, Mike. The blandness works.
The blandness.
I've heard this. Just read this or have
no,
you?
No. I've tried it. I've gotten up and I've shoveled Tums and Tums and Tums into my mouth and nothing happens. And then I go in and take a handful of oyster crackers. Boom. Problem solved.
It's all chemistry. Yeah.
Apple vinegar? Or is that something
no, that's way
there?
Too
no,
acid.
I'm not drinking apple vinegar.
I've actually had that and, you know, a man of larger carriage actually recommended it to me because I've always had problems with acid reflux.
Right.
And there was a day that I didn't have my Nexium. I didn't have any pills. And this was in the D.C. area. And I looked in the cupboard and I said, there it is, apple vinegar.
But that's acid. Do you understand how pH works?
It's counterintuitive.
Yeah, but I took it and it was amazing.
Really?
It tasted like ass.
I'd be very
but
skeptical.
But it helped me.
I
it
love
definitely
vinegar.
Helped me.
It's because you're putting acid on top of acid at that point.
I don't know. It just soothes.
What you
but
need
it worked?
Is baking soda. Yeah, or something that's not acid.
Well, now, I'm going to just go with the crackers, okay?
There's a lot of baking soda in the crackers, so you're getting the soda. Jeez. And
I'll confirm.
That's what works.
Mike, what you should do is the next time you have acid reflux, do you have a discarded car battery?
What's 815? Oh, who's calling from 815?
Don't know. A listener.
Let's take a phone
call.
It's
a prison, I think.
Hello, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. This is area code 815. Where is that? Hello?
I was right.
Hello, 815. Let's try 5-5. I hear nothing.
Nothing
hear
at all.
Absolutely nothing. Hello, 559. Are you there?
No, I don't hear
nothing.
Right,
hold on. Something is not turned on.
Something ain't plugged in.
Hello, 559. Can you hear me?
Nothing.
No, yeah. I mean,
dead.
What's going? No, it's not dead. Something isn't turned on.
That's what right. I'm saying. Is the pod is dead?
Hello,
potentiometer.
Hello, 559. I surprised everybody by going to the phone.
Yeah. You did. No one expected that move.
We have it all yesterday. Up, but it sounds like it's not coming.
The Mike O'Mara show. Everybody's yeah, on. Good.
Apple yep. cider vinegar. Does that one, make more whatever. Sense?
No, no, it's still an acid.
It's
no,
still acidic.
That's what I drank.
You know, I will go with whatever the recommendations are. How come I can't hear this phone call?
RJ?
I don't know. I have to go look now.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
We're going to. What are we going to do when he's gone? What the hell are we going to do when he's gone?
You used it last night?
Yeah, we did use it last night.
Anyway, that's terrific. Thanks. Don't worry about it, RJ. It's too late. The time has passed. Thank you very much. Yes, that's great.
Is today's last day?
Is it?
It could be.
It kind of is, yeah.
Oh, my God. You sounded too excited. I'm that sorry, wasn't.
No, you sounded real excited kind. About it, too.
Oh, I am excited.
Is today is today your official last day?
Last time I'll be on the show for a while, yes.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's really sad. I know.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be
wonderful.
Forgot
RJ
Tampa.
You're fine.
Florida.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you're the cruelest bunch of
friends. I was
going to
give you an F8,
world.
But I'll, I just...
Why are you so pissed? At I mean, we're being silly, but, no, but I, we threw
mean.
A party I, for you.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know. I'm smiling, see?
Yeah.
Do you know who should be really upset, to be ooh. Fair to you, is the mutants in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead.
They should be really upset.
Well, they are.
Because no one's going to talk to them now.
That's
no
right.
one is.
Not even Mark.
Well, I don't think he would either.
When do you officially leave, and are you driving?
I love you guys. I am driving, and I'm leaving Friday.
You're wow. leaving Friday?
I guess that would be tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Wow.
That would
be tomorrow.
You're leaving tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
And you're dreading it.
I am.
Are you sad or, or like kind yeah. of?
He doesn't.
Well, it's that bittersweet thing, Oscar. You know, yeah, I'm excited for a new gig. I have something I want to educate. You know, use my what I've learned for the last 30 years, mm-hmm. and you know, get training. That going again.
He's getting back into his regular trade,
the workforce.
Yeah. But. But
this is what he loves to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're sad to leave.
I hate to finish sentences for him, but I do it better than
you.
Kind
of, yeah, you do, Mike. It's only you're the professional. I yes. just
it's only an hour so. Show. And
you know, I think it should be pointed out that even with the abuse, and I really, wouldn't it be safe to say nobody takes more abuse than RJ on
oh, I, think
I agree
fair.
100%.
I think it's a fair assessment. I didn't ask you, Hump.
Hey, see? Exactly.
There's so, an example.
The fact is, but he really, really loves coming here every day.
Right.
And he loves being a part of this, and this is... What Robin. Are you doing? What are you doing, Rob?
I love playing music that really sets the mood.
You need to play it in a minor key instead of a major key. It was
teacher
in.
Says every time a
so,
bell rings.
So RJ is not... He's happy to be going down and earning some money, but he is unhappy to be leaving his day, his daily routine, which has been this show.
Since day one, Mike. Since day one
since
of this program.
Well, you know, Mike, we're chasing down the third year of this show. December 7th will mark our third anniversary.
Right.
And although RJ has really not received any money from the show, we've paid him every day in laughs.
That's right.
And I'm wondering if the good people in Tampa, Florida, when they finish draining their basements, will be able to give him what he craves the most, which is the never-ending gift of joy.
So you know, he's been bummed every single day.
He has
for
been.
A couple of reasons. It's the routine of doing this. This is what he loves.
Yes, it
this is.
Is
his passion.
Yeah.
But you know, and also he's got to go and really work now.
Yeah.
Like you're going to have to really work, right?
Well, I'm not worried about that because it's something I know I can handle and accomplish
you've done.
Successfully.
Something you've done.
Something
right.
that
yeah.
I've
right.
yes.
But will it be like will it be work that requires hours? Like multiple hours?
Yes.
How the hell are you going to do that?
Like 9 to 5?
You haven't done that. You haven't done that in 30 years.
Well, what you don't know, Mike, is when I was working, I was on call 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Yeah, I know you were on call.
And
you were like you were sitting there with a towel over your shoulder, getting on a bus going to a Virginia Tech game.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
But
I missed that too. Damn it!
How long has it been since you actually really, really had to be in an office like 9 to 5? How long ago?
Really?
2007, maybe.
Okay.
So, oh, wow.
Okay. So
that
in the 5 years, because was know, there a dress code
when you're the only person that supports the infrastructure that I do?
Don't get technical.
Okay. I just
please.
Well, I'm just telling you. I was able to do it from anywhere I was.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for RJ.
Oh,
oh good.
What's up?
You entertain a question.
Do you think that this show, us in this room,
team
and
us.
All of our equipment, do you think that we're going to be effed with you gone?
Yes.
You do.
No, and I'm not leaving any time bombs or
secret blowouts. I just mean, do you think that we'll be able to handle it?
I think as long as it stays alive and nothing fails, you'll be fine.
Don't tell him about our backup.
Yeah, I already know. You're probably going to
break his heart.
Yeah, you're probably going to pay somebody to come in here and do it.
No, we're not going to pay anybody.
No, of course not. Now you're just talking nonsense.
That's silly.
90, 95 grand a year.
When we're talking about when you used to be in the happening workforce, RJ.
Yeah.
Was there ever a dress code? Because you know what? And I'm probably now the greatest person for making fun of how they dress to come to work. But RJ, I'm wondering if you're going to have to wear a tie in your new gig.
Actually, it's business casual, which doesn't require a tie.
Yeah.
No golf shirts, button down, long sleeves.
I could loan you some ties if you want.
But you asked about dress code in my previous jobs. Yeah. I was at a capacity where there wasn't clothes that I could buy that were any good. I had to wear the big clothes.
In RJ's
line, I didn't go naked.
In his line of work, business casual is black socks with the sweatpants.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. I like that very much.
I didn't ever wear sweatpants.
I should be clear here. A couple things. One, we are all replaceable except for Mike. That's probably fair.
I don't know.
That's probably fair. Yeah. So we should all know that.
Oh, gosh.
Except
for Mike and Oscar.
No. And because it's his show. And then number two, where are you going to be parking in Tampa? Have you scoped that out?
Well, I will not get an assigned spot, so it'll be random wherever I can. That's the way it works. I've had a reserved spot here for the last 2.5
parking
years.
Parking in relation to his building?
The early bird gets the spot.
Yeah, are you going to use your phony handicap
Well, it's
pass?
Not phony. And
But it was received under sort of mysterious circumstances.
So you are handicapped.
It wasn't for you.
Yes, it was for me.
But it wasn't. It wasn't a handicap placard that you could use. You don't have handicap tags.
No, he. What happened is, if
it's
I remember,
a temporary right, one. Yeah.
Hold on, RJ. Let me help you just briefly.
This sort of started his farewell.
How on
RJ,
earth did we get here?
What I remember is that he got the handicap placard under very good circumstances because he had hurt himself.
Yeah.
However, he had healed, and years later, he was still receiving.
Continues to
use it. It's kind of like paying for a car after you already own it.
It
wasn't. Isn't that the case, RJ?
Well, yes, but the arthritis has come back, and it has actually started attacking my knee.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it started about
And you know what it's like to have a knee that you can't walk upstairs with?
But I always walk from a regular parking bay.
Now, be fair, Mike, this arthritis came back about 8 minutes ago. So,
RJ, weren't we somewhere? Weren't we somewhere where you whipped that out?
Hey.
Didn't we go to a store to get some equipment?
That was Jimmy's, the first Super Bowl Sunday. I had the equipment in the truck. I parked in the parking lot across behind the building next to
Jimmy.
Yeah, but
I wasn't with you when you did that.
No, that was Best Buy.
It was the blizzard, and I had to pick him up.
Just to clarify, for maybe new listeners or people that didn't catch that episode.
Yeah. Thanks.
RJ has this deal where he thinks it's okay to park in the handicap spot in front of the building he's working at.
Yeah,
because
I'm glad you know it.
He had an ailment 10 years ago, and he just doesn't feel like parking like everyone else does.
He wants to walk the fewest amount of steps.
Yes.
Even with the weight loss, he still wants to walk the fewest.
And the thing is I feel so bad saying this. I can almost relate to it because I feel when there is this time when you can really kind of cheat the system, you
want
to relish
it.
Like when Robert had his Make-A-Wish trip, I think Carrie felt a little weird when we'd march to the head of the line at Disney and grab that person.
Yeah.
I loved it. Because how many times in life are you just totally the recipient of a number? Oh.
It's not New Year's.
So did you go?
You get a huge number two shower, and when you have a chance to get it back, you just want to grab it. And that's what RJ... This is RJ carpeing the diem.
Now, be honest. If I were you... What I would have done is I would have Google Earthed the actual building. I would have zoomed in and seen if I would have seen any hues of blue, because that's usually what a handicapped spot is.
Are you really going to miss this?
Let's go about a spot.
Are you really going to miss this?
Yes, I am.
Did you do that? Yes,
look for the hues of blue, which I think they had three reds in 1962.
That's so silly.
I am going to say something very true from my heart.
All right,
it will not be the same without him.
No,
oh,
it won't.
God, no.
It will be different.
I hope that this 6 to 8 months, for your pocketbook, I hope it turns into a regular gig. For my own selfish reasons, I hope you stockpile some money and come back here and
give us
get
some
back
of the money.
The studio and give us some of the money.
Now, here's something in a grant. You know what I always like to do? I'm a glass half full type of guy, Mike.
Yeah,
you know that.
Ahead.
In the best case scenario, is it possible that, and parking aside, is it possible that this place says, wow, he's dynamite? Wait, it's gonna happen. No, wait. And after
who's that?
Wow, Rob.
Who's
it has
that
happened,
new guy?
Okay?
Well, I know.
Who's it has that happened?
Who's that new guy?
We've
that's the, working so fast.
Dynamo.
We've set the world look on its ear.
Look how fast he slings
okay,
bits.
Let's say you really, really wow them. And after 6 months come and you say, well, so long, Hector. I'm headed back to D.C. And they say, no, wait.
Right.
Wait, Raymond. We want to keep you at this pay rate. And you can go back to D.C. and work your own hours. Would you stay on as an ally to this company?
Yes.
Could this happen?
That would
could
be your, happen? Would that be your dream? Would that be your dream
absolutely,
scenario?
Absolutely.
And is your position there such a way that once you prove yourself,
that's the point. Yeah,
you can come back to Washington D.C. and live with Mike's in-laws, and and still participate on the show. Can it happen?
Wouldn't that be great?
It
I mean,
can
that
happen.
Is the best case scenario, yeah. Right?
But could that happen?
It can happen, but
so
I don't know about this particular organization whether they'll allow that. So.
All right, well, get in there.
What
you've
got,
there.
He must dazzle.
Make it happen.
That's right.
That's, shine bright.
That's exactly my objective.
Burn hot and bright like right, magnesium.
Calm down, Rob. Hold on a second. I want to ask you a question.
I'm done with the music.
No. I want to ask you a question, RJ.
Yes, my
in your own mind, we got to take a break here.
No.
In your mind.
Yes.
How many times during the next 6 months do you see yourself coming back to D.C.? I know you've thought about a number. How many times do you think you'll be back to D.C.?
You mean weekends or days I might be able to come in?
Times.
Here?
Did total, you hear total. The answers in the question?
Times. How many times will you come back to D.C.?
Over the next 8 months, perhaps 16.
about every weekend.
Jesus. About every other week.
A full football schedule.
You know what's
four
funny?
Weekends a month.
I thought
we're going to see him in 2 weeks.
What? I really thought that when you were
yeah.
2 weeks, is
I'm
going to
see you at our hockey charity event.
All right.
You know, come on now.
That was a wonderful
that's
farewell.
That's a weekend. Yes.
I really enjoyed that.
See you next week.
I wish we could. Yeah, we'll see you in a couple of weeks, RJ.
Yeah.
When we take a break, we'll come back with more fun and more thrills. Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by ScoreBig.com.
Yes.
We talk about it all the time, and I love the testimonials that we're getting, like Michael Draheim.
Who?
Draheim.
What,
Draheim?
Came up with a good one that time, didn't I?
Did he buy tickets to some kind of rally?
Draheim?
No, he used the TMOS code, which saves you 30%, 35% below box office price
awesome.
On your first purchase, mm-hmm. and he saved a total, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
50% on Seahawks tickets.
Wow. How about that,
awesome.
Huh?
He says, thanks for the great sponsor. I would like to say to everybody that your patronage of some of these sponsors is really, really terrific. It's helping the show. It's getting us noticed, mm-hmm. and we are very happy about that. There's a better way to get tickets. It's scorebig.com. They work with the teams, the promoters, and other ticket providers so you can save 10 to 60% on your favorite team, whether it's baseball, the NFL, NBA, college, NHL, concerts, everything. Get out there and check out ScoreBig. Tickets are always below box office price, guaranteed. This is not like those scalper websites that
you go to.
This is actually going to a website and getting a discounted ticket. It is a wonderful opportunity for fans to see
the
stuff.
The people who've tried ScoreBig are telling me that they'll never go anywhere else. They're totally hooked. They'll use it from now on.
You know what's delightful for me? In this world, I think we all can agree that professional sports in particular mm-hmm. have really price themselves out of the family market.
It's crazy. It's obscene.
Yeah.
You just can't really. I mean, I as someone who really spends most of the NHL season just begging for somebody to give me freebies.
Funny, I don't remember that.
I will tell you, for a family of three, when I take my daughters and Carla out to a game, that's a family of four,
mm-hmm.
and it's just ridiculous what it costs. This is a website that can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out. ScoreBig. That's ScoreBig.com. And if you enter the code TMOS for your first purchase, you're going to get another 35% off. This take advantage of this.
I mean, we're
talking about Nationals tickets, U.S. Open tennis, Niners games, Giants games, Jaguars, everything.
They've got everything.
Oh, check
the
them out.
The baseball ticket prices that I've heard are insane. It sounds like 1950.
And they're growing every day,
yes.
and they're getting more games every day, and they work with the promoters, they work with the venues. Please do it at ScoreBig, and we thank them, and I hope that's a long-term relationship.
Love
we
it.
Appreciate
Enjoy.
That.
Enjoy.
All right, moving right along here. Lots to cover on the show.
Yes, on to RJ.
I will simply say, Rob knows about this, I won't tip my hand,
mm-hmm.
but Buzz is not the only individual who will be performing
at the Reno show.
Mm.
And
I
was actually rehearsing this morning.
Oh, really?
That's all I'm going to say.
I came in and you were just looking over all sorts of papers and arrangements.
Now, when you say, when you say performing, of course, we're doing our live show. Mm. We're all going to be performing out there.
Right.
At our sold out show in Reno, Nevada. But it is just
something. You got the feathers.
It should be a lot of fun.
How hard is it to be measured for a headdress? It's something that so few people get to do.
Well, I just think, you know, for anybody that ever wanted to see my penis,
yeah.
It's going to be, you know.
It's full frontal.
It's going to be a wardrobe function.
That's why it sold out.
It was great. I was watching the Republican National Convention.
Front row's
going to
look like Gallagher. A lot of plastic.
Yeah. Oh, gross. So nasty.
But wise.
See it, circus.
God, I remember that guy that did the old Don and Mike show when we did that live. God, some of the stuff we did on stage.
Oh.
I mean, it was, I know you loved it, but boy, oh, the exploding.
Yeah, I remember.
Remember that? And then the officials.
And then they said.
The government officials were in the audience.
They came to
lock him up.
And they said, you're in trouble.
We're in big trouble. You know, I looked in on the highlights. I'm really getting very hooked on some of these internet sites that I can't even tell you that do a capsulized version of primetime television.
Is it twitchy.com?
Yes. It's not the twitchy.com. Hello, Lowell.
Hi, Lowell.
But I will tell you that what we have are different sites where you just get a little abbreviated version of what's going on.
Right, I like that.
And through that, I don't watch the whole show, but I'm becoming quite addicted to Honey Boo Boo.
No. Oh, my.
I don't like
that. I had a discussion with my kids today because I came down, and I, for a long time, I don't mind having the TV on in the morning because it's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the kids' TV that's in the kitchen and then the TV that I watch when I'm prepping the show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I said, kids, watch the Today Show or something that'll help you know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Have that on because, you know, the Today Show is
But how can
enough.
You say that to your kids where the Today Show has the dueling twin babies that rock back and forth to their
father? I
know.
The Today Show isn't real news.
But still, you know what?
It was so funny because I just want to interject
please.
Here.
Yeah, it's fine.
When you talk about it being real news, Lauer is interviewing Bill O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
wasn't a trace of news today.
He is interviewing Bill O'Reilly. They are at the Republican National Convention, mm-hmm. and he gets done. And I know that probably in Matt Lauer's mind,
mm-hmm.
Bill O'Reilly is down here,
mm-hmm.
and he's up here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he has to kick it with a tease back to the studio when he's
talking.
Coming up, the babies that rock back and forth to their father playing the guitar. And I looked at him, and I know he was sitting there next to O'Reilly.
Yeah, like 1 inch
and
tall.
O'Reilly's sitting there, okay, Lauer, I'm the phony.
And he calls him, and he calls him Lauer.
He calls him
and
Lauer.
You know, but what I'm saying is that if they have to watch something, the Today Show is at least it's a gateway drug to real news.
You won't be able to control it.
Do they know they're watching white trash, and do you think they do learn anything from it? Do they learn that behavior is wrong?
Both Julia and Robert are savvy enough that they laugh at Honey Boo Boo,
mm-hmm.
which I think is good. But still, I came down this morning and I'm getting a cup of coffee and Julia says, Dad, you wouldn't believe what Honey Boo Boo's mom said. I said, Julia, we've discussed this. I don't like you watching this show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this show. And for the very least, out of respect for me, don't talk to me about the show. And
Honey
she
Boo-Boo.
Said, okay. And then they went right back to watching it.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Mom likes it.
This kid, this little future fat girl, Honey Boo Boo.
Mom.
And maybe not future. She's actually got a few
you
LVs
on her. You can call her
right
real
now.
Name. Alana.
Alana?
Alana Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo is now, they're subtitling her and she gets away with it.
Mm-hmm.
So really, because she's a child, I don't know how old she is. Do you know how old Honey
she's
Boo?
17. No, if I had to guess, I'd say 6 or 7, wouldn't you?
She comes on now.
I'm sorry. I'm so dumb. I just don't know what show this is.
This is huge. It's the spinoff of Toddlers and Tiaras.
Oh, see, I don't, mm-hmm.
This is the greatest toddler with a tiara.
I know
this
we've
is,
talked about
this
it.
This is Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
So she's got her own show.
Yeah, and tragically huge.
And the highlight from the last episode, might have been the last episode, I have no idea because I don't watch the full show.
Is it the fart?
It's the one where she's dressed as Elvis.
Oh, that was, I believe, the most recent one.
It's the most recent, and she appears in the rock and roll pageant, and she doesn't win the overall. She wins her division.
Yeah, and it's
but does win, and they go to the quotes with her, and this kid sounds like this.
Oscar, what you need to know is that almost every member of the family speaks English, but is subtitled, so you can understand.
Oh, there's some, and as an example, their diction and their accents are so thick, and it's really not. It's not that they have accents; it's that they just
lazy.
Go, They literally can't speak.
I have a clip from the most recent Honey Boo Boo. I'm trying to purge.
It's called Honey Boo Boo.
Here comes Honey Boo Boo.
Okay. Here comes Honey Boo Boo.
And the thing that kills me, it's on the Learning Channel.
Yes.
What are we learning?
And the baby talk is what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
And a lot of people that are like this, they revert. Honey Boo Boo is the classic example of that. People love, Elvis loved baby talk.
Yes. It's it's not the sign of the overly intelligent.
Just, right. Now, do you have the Honey Boo Boo herself?
I have Honey Boo Boo, and I believe you can hear her mom. She was rehearsing, and she, for lack of a better phrase, Mike, she broke wind.
Okay, let's listen.
She's 7 years old, by the
seven,
way.
Seven. 7 years old.
Oh, my God.
Some of these animals stunted. Are now 7 years old. Here's Honey Boo Boo, Alana, during rehearsal.
When everyone looking at me, I feel like a champion.
Oh!
And it stinks!
Golly, you did farted.
If you're a champion, you're still a winner.
All right, stop it right there.
That's
you
it.
You hear that? This kid is going, she's regressing.
Oh, yeah, there's no advancement.
She's not making any intellectual progress like in speaking or anything like that. And she's regressing because now not only is she surrounded by these clampets, but she's getting rewarded for her stupidity. So in the parents' case, it doesn't matter because they're the way they're going to be for the rest of their lives. Right. But you have a child in the middle of development right now that is regressing.
No, she's lost.
And Oscar, you need to know.
There are three-year-olds that talk better than
you. And also know that's the father, the patriarch of the family.
Without the teeth.
Most of the show, he just sits with his head down, and the mother is what's eating Gilbert Grape fat.
Yeah, exactly.
To the point where they've discussed it's hard to keep it clean between her folds.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know.
And now they reward her.
I'm so upset.
They give her a television show.
That there's a show like that.
Right.
And so, I know that you have mentioned that on your audio vault in the past. But
you don't listen to that, so that's cool.
But I powered down, but now that I know exactly what's happening... Yeah. I'm really upset about it.
This is a form of child abuse. And if Honey Boo Boo or whatever her name is, if she makes it to 21, she won't do so without having gone to prison or jail.
Well, that's my
prediction.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Is she a winner?
You know what a ratings...
She wins a lot.
What a ratings grabber is, babies sell. Mm-hmm. The Duggars proved that on the day.
Right.
When you talk about child abuse, I think it's at multiple levels. Mm-hmm. Having the two babies that sway cutely back and forth, that's fine if you put it up as a viral video where the kids are like in their safe environment and they're having fun and you want to do it that way.
Right.
As soon as you put them on a plane and take them to be on the Today Show where they're both sobbing because they're overtired, that is also child abuse.
How did you feel this morning?
And the Today Show is culpable in that.
The Today Show today when those bobbing babies were on, and they did a tight close-up of the one on the right that literally had tears rolling down her face.
Right.
And they're in the high chair, and the mother can't pick them up because they have to perform.
Yes, and the mother has no intention of, caring for her child. She's just going to touch the kid's shoulder as the kid is sobbing.
I literally felt sick at my stomach watching that. That was, to me, that was as horrifying as the Honey Boo Boo.
Sick at your stomach or sick to your stomach?
I was bad all over, Mike.
Isn't that on accident? That's the same thing you just did.
I've heard that, too. I think you can say either one.
Okay,
really?
But I think the preferred sick to my stomach.
Sick to your stomach.
So allow me to allow that. What?
To keep it fair and balanced, I said I know three-year-olds that talk better than...
Yes.
Is that okay? It doesn't feel right. That sentence doesn't feel right.
Speak better.
That's speak better.
Speak
talk
better.
Better is not the right way to
I
say
don't
that.
Talk good is incorrect.
However, you know, Boo Boo is working at a disadvantage because, you know, I've talked to some really intelligent people from the southern part of our nation.
Yes.
And they really are operating at a disadvantage just because of the reputation the accent carries.
Yes.
Right.
Really smart people with a...
Many go to school to drop the accent.
But to see, that's also bad because what she's got is she's got the onus of the accent, and she has bad diction, and she's coming from such a dysfunctional place.
She sounds like Bobby Boucher.
She does.
Yeah,
that's
a great call.
So it's Honey Boo Boo. We've done nothing but give it a commercial.
Please don't look at it.
Draw your own conclusions and go ahead. I just wanted to say, regarding the Republican National Convention, this might have been... I was enjoying some adult beverages last night.
After
we taped our show.
After the show.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
This might be that. And really, the Republican National Convention doesn't get going until 10 o'clock at night.
Until you tune in.
That's when they have it. And I don't know whether this is me. This could be an alcoholic haze. I don't know. I wrote down...
What?
Who's Michelle Bachmann's makeup artist?
Oh.
She has fixed herself up. She looks nicer than she did when she was on the campaign trail. And I have always thought, from a distance, when I look at crazy old Michelle Bachmann,
right,
that, you know, in her day, maybe.
Well, you know, we discussed. I get that. Remember when she was sort of happening and she was still a player? We discussed.
She has moments of looking very hot.
At that very moment, she had good days and bad days.
She had horrible days.
Really, when I couldn't even tell she was the same thing. But then there were moments when I was like, yeah, okay.
How do you think she landed that husband?
it was the lighting.
And
the strap-on buzz.
The other kind of, this purely sexist comment that I want to make here, I'm also a fan of the mean women on Fox. The mean,
the mean
robo blondes.
They're awesome,
and they all look so mean. And they
mean
look,
girls.
They look like you know. I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
right. But it's just they're all.
Who's terrific. Ever whoever is hiring at Fox?
Yes,
like they literally have decided. You know what? we're just gonna put the best women that are most attractive could possibly get into adult films at some point in their career.
And get heartless.
And they can read a teleprompter.
If they can talk. We'll talk. Yeah.
Yeah, they all have that kind of meanness because they really are. I think they vet them to the extent where they find out their politics. Yeah. So they are kind of like mean Republican women, and they're fun to watch.
Yes, that'd be.
I'm watching Fox more than I'm watching CNN.
That would be a great follow-up movie for Lindsay Lohan. Mean Republican Women, a sequel to Mean Girls.
And since I am watching all the convention, I do watch CNN as well. And I will. I have observed this. I believe, and if you look in on it tonight, because everybody's going to watch Mitt Romney, watch a little CNN,
Mitch,
and come back on Tuesday's show because we're off for a couple of days. I want to know legitimately what you think. If you think that Wolf Blitzer is intimidated by Aaron Burnett. I think he is out of his mind.
Wow. I think anyone would be intimidated by Aaron Burnett because she is so smart
and so poised.
And you know what? She's got the magic card. She's blistering hot. Yeah.
She is.
And I don't think Wolf does well with that.
A little smarter than Wolf, I think.
It was funny because she said, you know, we get this. She comes on CNN and says, we get the speeches early here, so we follow along and we don't always notice things, but they omitted a lot. And Wolf just went nuts with that. He said, well, I don't think she made up a lot of things. I read the speech too. And he seemed like he was uncomfortable.
Defensive.
He looks at her and, you know, this has been his territory.
Yeah.
And they slid her into the chair next to him. And it's funny to watch.
NBC really letting her go might be the stupidest thing they've done in 40 years.
You know, God, how I would love to have her as co-host of the Today Show. I would love to see that.
But she's awesome.
We got to take a break. When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault on the pre-Labor Day Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. You don't go here very often, Rob Spiewak.
I like to throw out the Buddy Miles once in a while, and this is great for DC fans because when the Redskins played at RFK, this was one of three songs that the marching band knew how to play.
I love it. Welcome back to the show. Rob's Magic Audio Ball brought to you by our good friends at Spencer and Devin Shaving Cream. Spencer and Devin uses natural ingredients like aloe and shea butter. No harsh chemicals. Spencer and Devin Shaving Cream is good to your face, whether you have a tough beard, sensitive skin, or both. Mm-hmm. And if you got those nasty bumps, get Spencer and Devin Shaving Cream. It's in sagebrush, spice, or completely unscented, and it's just a classy product.
It is.
It looks good.
Natural.
It
smells
works.
Great. I used it today. I invite you all to touch my cheek.
Spencer Devin Shaving Cream. It's SpencerDevin.com. Click on our website.
On your face.
Spencer and Devin Shaving Cream. Smooth the savage blade. Let's open up the audio vault for today.
Thank you.
On Thursday, August 28, 2012.
We've all been watching a lot of the convention, but I think a lot of people are surprised at how little coverage it's getting on the main networks. Yeah. They're not giving in a lot of time. Did you hear all of Ann Romney's speech?
I did not.
I don't think you did, Mike.
Okay.
Let me say this to every American who is thinking about who should be our next president. Mm-hmm. Mitt Romney will fail. We're dumb enough to accept that there aren't better answers. Mitt doesn't like children and grandchildren.
They like that one.
I can only stand here tonight as a man and make you this solemn commitment. Mitt Romney will not make this country a better place to live.
Very smooth editing on that.
So I am shocked that did not make the mainstream media, but that's why we're here, Mike.
Right.
We report, you decide.
Thank you.
Also, very, very seldom is there any reason to look in on the Jay Leno program, but last night he had Bill Maher on, and I like Bill Maher, and he echoed something we mentioned yesterday about the fact that Ann Romney and Chris Christie probably should have compared notes before they spoke at the RNC.
Her whole speech was about love. love. Right? Did you catch that?
Yes.
It's all about love. All you need is love. That's what you all have in common. It unites. It was like a Barry White album. Right. Love, 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 love. And then Chris Christie comes out and says, love.
Oh. Can you say that on television?
Yeah, I heard it a little different, but yeah.
He said we cannot be paralyzed by people who want to just love us. We have to respect over love. Isn't this sort of emblematic of the whole Republican Party? A woman says something, we all agree with, it's reasonable, and then a meathead white guy comes out and tells her to shut up.
Wow.
Also, a highlight last night, and I think that the Republicans might win because they seem to have invented a time machine. Because they put George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush 41, in a time machine, and somehow in the last 2 years have aged him 15 years.
Yeah.
Did you see
amazing.
How he looked?
And his dad. I like Bush Sr. I really do.
Not talking about George Herbert. Yeah. I'm talking about the dad.
Well, I thought those W looks pretty old too.
But the dad, I mean, the fact that they couldn't trot him out
to
the convention.
He's got some health issues, and this is, I think, the first convention since 76 that he hasn't been to. You know what? There's a little dignity with George H.W.
I agree. I like him.
I like the Bush Sr.
Now,
I really do.
Have you also heard about there's going to be a surprise speaker tonight?
Yeah, and the rumors are it's anybody from Clint Eastwood to Nancy Reagan.
I have heard, and this is serious, I have heard possibility of a hologram of Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I was
going to
make that as a joke.
No. Yes.
I would think that would be comedy.
Hand to God. I've heard that they're, and you know what, with the technology that's available. And you know what, you want to talk about
cash.
Something to make them skew younger? That would be pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Hologram.
Well.
But anyway, last night.
Who's that fat man from New Jersey?
Last night, Bush 41, they did a video, and he did, which I always think is really sort of beneath him, got him to do an impression of Dana Carvey doing an impression of him.
We were coming into the East Room. He said, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, and in walked Dana Carvey.
First thing I notice is podiums for the other guy over there. Would love to be up here, but I'm down here.
Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
So I wish him the best.
That was such a great bit.
Yeah.
What I do
really
love,
one of the better, you know, that's what I hated when Will Ferrell was doing W.
Mm-hmm.
It's
because it was
double
such
deal.
A terrible impression. Yeah. And I was sometimes because I laugh at other impressionists, I really enjoy it.
Right.
I was watching Kevin Spacey on the Actors Studio.
He's amazing.
And he is so hysterically funny
when
he does those. Kevin Pollak's another great
guy. Do you think the fact that Spacey is such a good actor, does that lend to the fact that he's such a good
impressionist? Oh, I think a lot of actors can do that. Can do mimicry.
And he does obscure ones. If you ever get a chance, watch him do Lemon and Matthau. They're both awesome.
Kevin Pollak, and I'd love to get him on this show.
Yeah.
Do you ever listen to his podcast? No, I don't.
It's wonderful.
But I'd love to cross-promote it at some point and get him on. He does a bit about, he does Christopher Walken. And the thing, part of Kevin Pollak's act, if you go see him and do his stand-up, he talks about all the movies that he's been in.
Right.
And then he does, he's impersonated the people that he's been in these movies with.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a bit on a remote control start on a car with Christopher Walken that is probably one of the most fractionally, he's so low key about it. And he talks about Christopher Walken walking to his car, and then he starts it remotely, and the car comes on, and Walken's reaction, wow. just hysterical. I'd love to get him on the
Before we close the book on Carvey, one thing that I will always remember is his ability to put voices where they didn't belong.
Right.
And maybe one of the best bits in 5 years of Saturday Night Live, he did Carsenio, was Johnny Carson doing the Arsenio Hall show. It's just great. Trouble among the NFL, Mike, is that right now they still don't have a deal with the referees.
Mm-hmm. And trouble in hockey, too. They're talking about a lockout in hockey, too.
Well, the problem with the NFL is their season is very close. I want you to listen to an actual call at an NFL preseason game last night. This is Giants-Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
If they have to start the real season with talent like this,
oh no.
Katie, bar the door. This was on television.
Okay. We have fouls by both teams during the kick. We have illegal shift by the kicking team. After the kick.
The other rep is yelling both on the kicking team.
Then after the kick, we have a 15-yard penalty. Chosen to re-kick, 5-yard penalty.
This is that... the original offer.
Wow. The correction on the reporting of the foul. Both teams were on the both up Both fouls were on the kicking team.
Referee RJ Diaz.
Oh, that's piling
Thanks,
on.
Mike. That is really tough.
Wow.
So they better get that resolved.
That is
they
horrible.
Better get that resolved quick.
That is horrible.
A survey I found on the internet, Mike, your least favorite and most favorite sounds to hear. So I'm going to start with the what people voted as the sounds they hate the most. Do you want to make any guesses?
A car honk, probably.
At number three, the car alarm. That's the third most hated sound. Right. Any other guesses, anybody?
Chalkboard, I was going to say.
Nails That's on a chalkboard, we have at number one. Rounding out, Mike, number five, spitting. Oh, one more time, I'm sorry. Very good. Number four,
I like it.
Who loves the dental drill?
That. Your day.
And the second most hated sound, show me vomit.
Okay.
Enough.
Well, I like that one.
Now,
that's nice, isn't it?
Were yelling cats or screaming babies on the list at all?
Not in the top five.
Case playing.
Although it's funny you should bring it up because now I have my
fun.
Everyone's favorite noises.
Okay.
Songs that sounds that you like. Even the boss. At number five, birds chirping. Sounds like coverage of CBS
Not
Golf.
Those birds.
Those aren't real birds.
Yeah. Well, those are some sort of mock birds.
It's like a man whistling, for Christ's sake.
Oh, Mike, you're going to love number four. Number four might actually be your favorite.
Okay.
Is a baby laughing.
That's great.
There's nothing that compares to it.
Even Buzz is smiling. Look.
It's the greatest sound in the world.
Laughter. I was shocked at number three, the sound of walking in the snow.
That's stupid.
And what I associate that with, I associate it with quiet, because there's nothing quite as quiet as like when you go out in the snow, but I don't actually like the sound of the crunching snow.
Yeah, but usually when you're walking in the snow as a kid, you're walking with your sled and you're going to go sledding.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So it's a positive memory.
When I walk in the snow, I'm just like, God damn it.
You're shoveling it.
Yeah. Favorite sound number two, this almost reads like a Todd Moore to-do list. Mm-hmm. These are raindrops on a window pane. Mm-hmm. That's excellent white noise right there.
That is soothing.
That's in the white noise app.
Yeah, I kind of like that one.
And I think I will agree with number one, and it's one that we actually got to really enjoy in Maine when we went. Was it Scudic? Scudic?
Scudic.
Amazing sound, waves on rocks. And when I use white noise, I do use the ocean.
I guess hard to argue with that one.
It's a sound people love. However, the one noise that didn't make it, and I went all the way down to 10, it wasn't there. They did not have the sound of a field goal hitting the upright.
And out comes a field goal unit. Graham Gunnar.
Rob's favorite sound.
It is mine.
37
Here we go.
Wow.
That is so great. You know, and I've explained why it's great. It's because it's someone screwing up. And I close, Mike. I close with Conan O'Brien. Everyone worries about how old you should be before you can get on Facebook.
Right.
No one ever worries about what's going on the other side.
This is an amazing story. The oldest, they figured out who the oldest person on Facebook is. The oldest person on Facebook is a 101-year-old woman. 101 years old on Facebook, yeah. She said, I want to waste what little time I have left.
That's right. And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Labor Day weekend, everybody.
We will take a break, come back with Buzz and News right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Time for our news. Let's get him in here without further ado. The man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank, and of course, the sex machine to all the chicks. That's Take it away, Buzz.
Oh, thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by The Twilight War by David Crist. The Twilight War is the dramatic secret history of our 30-year conflict with Iran, including the covert operations that brought our countries to the brink of war. Author David Crist is an historian for the U.S. government and frequent advisor to senior civilian and government officials. The Twilight War by David Crist, praised by both the New York Times and Wall Street Journal. NPR says it reads like an action movie. The Twilight War by David Crist, available now at thetwilightwar.com, but you can help the show by purchasing this book through our Amazon page.
I will be reading it on the beach this weekend.
There you go.
Well, Isaac is no longer a hurricane. It's weakened back to being a tropical storm, soon to be a tropical depression.
Yeah, my prayers and everybody's prayers weren't answered, though.
No, not quite. The winds have died down considerably, but yes, Isaac continues to dump ridiculous amounts of rain
on those poor people.
Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Some spots have gotten as much as 25 inches. 25 inches from the storm, sending water over levees and canals and the banks of rivers and bayous. 6-foot storm surges continue. The evacuations continue by the thousands. Nearly a million people are now without power. At least one person has died, but rescue efforts and other preparation are paying off much better than they did for Katrina 7 years ago this week.
I've heard people on CNN say that actually they've had worse house flooding than during Katrina, even though it's a different storm.
In,
more flooding, less wind.
Yeah,
in certain areas, obviously. Some of the further parishes. Outside of New Orleans, you know, the house, you see the rooftops, they're underwater. Yeah. But the controversy that surrounded the Army Corps of Engineers and these walls seems to be overblown, that they shouldn't have had controversy because it's working what they did down there. Yeah. Thank God something worked that the federal government did. And I'm really happy that it went that way.
Awesome.
But you still see the people that are, you know, getting out with their lives, crawling out through their attics. And
they've lost everything.
I hate to see that. And, and a lot of people that are that were dealing with the same crap when Katrina came through.
And I'm also confused with how I should feel because I'm also mad at the people that, again, did not evacuate.
Yeah. You know, that's...
Can't change that.
But also, you know, I wonder how I would act in that situation. It is really sort of a fight or flight thing. And you think maybe, you know, risk it and stay. But God, you just feel for these people. You got to get out.
And most of these parishes that are now underwater didn't have this happen to them when Katrina hit.
Right.
So they said, if Katrina didn't do this to us, I guess the psychology behind it, what are the odds a smaller storm
is
going to
get us? Is the flooding worse because it was such a slow-moving storm?
Exactly. It has just hung there and lingered and stayed in place, creeping much more slowly. And as Mike said, it's slinging the water outward.
Yeah.
So a lot of the outlying areas
the
are really
the city proper, still not out of the woods yet, but doing much better than with Katrina.
Looks like it's going to mostly bypass New Orleans, so that's a relief also. Vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan wowed the crowd at last night's session of the Republican National Convention in Tampa, as you heard. He promised that a Romney-Ryan administration would not duck the tough issues, but instead lead. And he fulfilled the traditional vice presidential role of attack dog, accusing Democrats of having run out of ideas, leaving only fear and division. He said the Obama presidency is adrift. He also used offense as the best defense in the Medicare debate, saying that the greatest threat to Medicare is Obamacare, and he vowed to stop Obamacare. Tonight, it's Romney's turn at the microphone, and after Ryan, he has a tough act to follow. Romney's been advised to speak from the heart and try to connect with people emotionally. We're told the speech will give a clear vision of a Romney presidency, and we're expecting more criticism, of course, of President Obama.
From Television City, The Mitch Romney Show.
Well, Mitch Romney, how do you think he's going to do? How does everybody think
he's going
to
do? They say he wrote his own speech. Do you buy that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. I think he's still,
he probably
did. I mean, the guy's a bright guy. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I was saying to my wife last night that this is not 4 years ago. You are not dealing with McCain Palin when we all were kind of like, oh my God, what the hell? I mean, Paul Ryan is a smart man.
Yes.
Mitch Romney is a smart man.
Mitch.
The fact is, you know, who knows? It's going to be interesting to see. The problem that I think they have is that, you know, a lot of the things that are said when you run them through the mill, they don't check out necessarily.
Right.
And when that happens, that's their number one issue.
Credibility.
Credibility is the number one deal. Mm-hmm. And it'll be interesting to see. I think as far as a speech giver, I think you can only get so much out of Mitt Romney as far as an orator.
He can write emotional words as he's been advised, but can he convey them sincerely?
No, I don't think. I mean, he can convey them sincerely. Mm-hmm. I just don't think you're going
successful.
To get.
Not excitable.
You're not going to get what I call a stem winder.
Right.
But we'll wait and see. And, you know, this process fascinates me. Mm-hmm. I think we have the greatest country in the world.
I love that it's rooted in, you know, 200 and some years of tradition. And it's
I love watching the people that are at the conventions, you know, the partisans that are really, I mean, I think every chairman of every political party for the last 100 years probably has said, oh my God, look at those asshats out there.
Yeah. I'm sure, and they were saying it when they were wearing wigs.
Right, exactly.
What was your take on the John McCain show last night?
I did not see John McCain speak. I was too busy.
He's good, but my thought is that I think they want him to be the next Reagan for the party, and as great of a man as he is, I just don't think he has the charisma and the power to do it, and they keep putting these challenges to him, putting him there in that speaking position,
right?
And good is not good enough for that, and they can't rely on him for that.
You know, but you never know what's going to happen. You might get a surprise, but it is pretty scripted stuff. So
sure,
we'll
but
see
if
what
if a hologram of Reagan
you
introduces
are so in.
Romney,
right? Oh,
I know the lead story on Tech 411.
Awesome. Him and Tupac.
A member of Romney's Secret Service detail has been relieved of duty after she accidentally left her gun unattended in the restroom of a candidate's campaign plane.
Boy, Mark loves this story because not only does it involve bathrooms, but also duty.
The gun was found by a reporter on a flight from Tampa to Indiana. The Secret Service agent was left behind in Indiana when that plane returned.
They don't mess around anymore, do they?
No, right off that plane.
Right.
Humans make mistakes, and we've had a few associated with the convention. When Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke yesterday.
Mitt McConnell.
You know, it's important we get this right because he didn't. Okay. Mitch McConnell accidentally referred to the party's candidate as Mitt Ryan, combining the names of Romney and his running mate.
That's Mitch terrific. McConnell.
It's like Brangelina.
I maintain to this day, Mitch McConnell, at some speaking event, an alien is going to come out of his chest.
That's right.
He's the one that kind of resembles a cartoon turtle.
And he looks like he never blinks.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, who cannot stand President Obama, accidentally endorsed the current president yesterday when she told MSNBC,
"I know that if President Obama is elected in November, which I hope that he is, that he will be able to come together with all of us and come up with a solution. And I believe he will secure our borders. And therefore, we can resolve all those other issues as a simple matter."
If President Obama is elected, which I hope he is, he will be able to secure our borders. There it is.
That's not just a misspeak. That's her totally just blanking.
She seriously has a mouth that looks like it'd take your hand off.
Does she blank?
Reporter types slip up as well. The political news director for Yahoo was fired yesterday for saying the Romneys were, and I quote, "happy to have a party with black people drowning."
Oh, you know, Buzz, I hate to do this. I didn't know you were going to have this story. Mm-hmm. I have that as well.
Okay.
If you give me one moment.
I'll just set up that he was referring to the media's simultaneous coverage of the tropical storm and the political convention, obviously. David Shalion, I believe, is the guy's name.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm Buzz, I'm sorry. I thought I had
it.
He's
since apologized for letting his feelings out in the presence of a live microphone.
What did he say?
Let him go, right?
He said that the Romneys, Mitt and Ann were happy to party while black people were drowning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a stupid thing to say. Quite all right. In Los Angeles, a 100-year-old man says his brakes failed when he careened his car into 11 people, 9 of them children. Police say they think he did it because the kids were in his way.
Oh, God.
4 boys were taken to the hospital. Fortunately, none of the injuries are life-threatening. The man's family says he will never drive again, no matter what the investigation determines.
Wow.
And 100 years old behind the
wheel. When asked for a comment, the man went, meh.
Yeah, get off my yard.
He seemed upset. I saw him on the news. He seemed truly upset about this.
Well, of course.
Well, God, I hope so.
Finally.
He had 2 cats, I heard.
Already ranked.
No, he had 2 cats. He sent them back to the farm. They watched him when he showered.
He hates to hear them happy. Finally. Finally, already ranked as one of our worst airlines, United Continental didn't make any new friends this week when flights were canceled and delayed and the computer foul up. Gate attendants were actually writing handwritten boarding passes. And United Continental didn't make any gay friends when its baggage handlers humiliated a gay couple returning from their vacation in Costa Rica. According to their lawsuit, their luggage came round the carousel with their sex toys taped to the outside of their luggage and covered with a greasy, foul-smelling lubricant.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow. That's not nice.
No, it isn't.
That is not funny.
Not at all.
No. I wonder if it was more than 3 ounces of lubricant, because then you'd have to check it.
Right.
Foul-smelling lubricant.
Security breach.
Pretty nasty.
Yeah. Not so good.
Our show today was brought to you by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Join me. I'm going to be out there with my lovely wife, Carla, and we are going to be riding in Jimmy's annual 9/11 Memorial Motorcycle Poker Run. All starts this coming Sunday. Please spend your Labor Day weekend with us. We would love to see you. Jimmy and I are leading the parade, just like we rode out of Sturgis together, and we'd love to see you there. Not only do we have the pig roast, we've got also the ride that goes down to the Marine Corps Memorial, and all to benefit the fallen firefighters and police officers and their families. The best 3 hands win prizes. Now listen, if you're not going to ride in the poker run, you can come out to the alley at Jimmy's. There's a great, great buffet.
It'll be a blast.
And they have breakfast as well. If you don't ride, help the cause. The rally in the alley starts at noon. Live music and all-you-can-eat pig roast with all the fixings. And you can also donate through the PayPal button. You'll find it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Jimmy's Ride. really help them out. And give Jimmy a call today, 703-435-5467. Tell him you're coming out. Yeah. Jimmy@JimmysTavern.com is his email. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern of Herndon, Virginia. Just click his ad on our website,
it's
and we'll see you this Sunday morning. What time does it start? Starts at
10 a.m.
Well,
the ride starts at 10.
And the fun begins when you arrive, Mike.
Registration at 9 a.m. and they have breakfast for us as well.
Right.
Have a great Labor Day. Drive safely, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye, RJ.
There's a place down the street we call Sam's Place. It starts a-jumping every evening when the sun goes down. You can always find me down at Sam's Place, for that's where the gang all hangs around. There's old Shimmy's Shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She's always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's Place. Well, they've got a swinging band down at Sam's Place. You can hear them picking 20 blocks away. They're playing country music down at Sam's Place, from the setting sun until the break of day. There's old Shimmy's Shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She's always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's Place. And I'll meet you tonight at Sam's Place.
Labor Day.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen ed provided by Strayer University affiliates Sophia Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.